Here with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. This is what, your 13th trip on the Catbacker Tour in Western Kansas?
Yeah, it is. Lucky number 13. And lucky meaning a little bit of rain out here. And I know everybody's smiling and happy about that. It's great to be back out here. We've had really good crowds the first couple of nights. Looking forward to a great event in Scott City, as always. These folks have a wonderful time here. We've got a good program for them, so excited about it.
It has been pretty exciting, and it's been still pretty exciting in the K-State athletics world still, with wrapping up the baseball Big 12 tournament this week, and track coming up here in a few weeks as well for the Nationals. And you know, it's kind of wrapped up, but what's been a pretty good year overall.
Well, I think it has. You know, the great part about it is when you really are around it like I am every day, 16 sports, 440 student athletes, it can get a little cumbersome. And yet, you know, everybody has their story. And we've had a lot of successful stories this year. You know, I certainly would start with the football team playing in a fifth straight bowl with Coach Snyder, which was great. A little bit of a rocky season in men's basketball. And baseball, we have had some growing pains. But like basketball, when we've been good, we've been real good. It's just trying to be a little bit more consistent. I think we've seen a lot of growth in women's basketball as an example. We've got a new coach in women's tennis who did a really fine job with a team with just one senior. New men's golf coach who did a terrific job with another young team. So, we've had a lot of good success stories this year.
And also something that's been pretty exciting, I know I've seen a lot of it on social media, the excitement is bringing in a women's soccer program to Kansas State. And I know that's not a lot of familiarity with soccer, maybe in K-State country, but Southwest Kansas, Garden City, Dodge State Liberal have a lot of soccer interests there, and also in the Kansas City and Wichita areas. That's going to be big for the college here in the future.
You said that really, really well, and I think with head coach Mike DeBene on board, he's hired an assistant coach. He has started to get some young people committed to the program. I think the numbers are now at 6. It eventually will be to 25. They won't start until the fall of 16, so a year from this fall. But, you know, we're putting together plans for a facility and all of those kind of things. And I think what you said about where soccer is strong helps K-State at least potentially down the road. There is a lot of good soccer played in this part of the state. Hopefully that will help us in recruiting. And certainly with what has happened with sporting in Kansas City, you know, the interest in soccer, whether it be men or women, is growing in our state, and I think that's exciting.
And then you mentioned about breaking ground and getting the facilities built there just south of the baseball stadium, Toyton Family Stadium there for soccer here in a couple of years. Also, of course, the biggest project that's going on right now, it's been fun to kind of watch on the webcams, is the new Venera complex.
We're really excited about that, to be honest with you, and why not? It's going to be a spectacular facility. From my office, I have probably a greater view than I did of the West Stadium Center, and I was so excited for it. It turned out great. This will, too. It's going to be a four-story building that basically will more than double the facility space for Kansas State football's new home, and that's really, really exciting. It'll also house not all, but most of our athletic administration on the third floor of that new facility. So thanks to a lot of hard work from John Curry and our fundraising staff with the Ahern Fund and a lot of great K-Staters and success in football with Bill Snyder, that building is becoming quickly a reality, and that's awesome.
And, you know, kind of going back here to the Catbacker Tour, what's been the biggest topics that the K-State fans have approached you with this week?
Well, probably similar to your thoughts, honestly. You've got smart fans out here. They kind of want to know who the quarterback might be. And so we're going through that again. We haven't had that really for a couple of years. And then the other part is what's going on with basketball. And that's okay. Coach Weber will probably address that a little bit later. And he, you know what? He's been through this a lot of times. It wasn't, you know, what we wanted. There's no doubt about that. We've had some attrition. And I tell the fans, and they're pretty patient about it for the most part. I tell them sometimes you have to take a step back to get moving forward in the right direction. And I do think that we'll have better chemistry. We are going to be pretty young, and we're going to lean on those kids that have been in the program. There's no doubt about that, whether it's Wesley Owundu or Justin Edwards, Stephen Hurt, DJ Johnson. those kind of guys. I think most of our fans understand that it was a tough year, but I think we can get it turned around in short order. Does that mean next year? I guess we'll find out, because it'll be here before you know it. So I'm excited, though, to see, you know, how they put the group together. I know this, we've got a lot of young faces that haven't played yet that I probably will be pretty good household names before it's all said and done. We've got a junior college All-American point guard coming in as an example. So it's going to be a challenge, but it'll be fun.
And kind of last question here, a couple of these, few of these kids, first time out here in Scott City or Western Kansas in general, what's their reaction like to what the scenery out in Western Kansas?
You know, I was telling a guy over there a while ago where they're cooking over on the other side of the building, this is probably one of my favorite parts of the entire tour. And what I mean by that is bringing our young people out here for the first time. DJ had been here before. The others had not. And I'm sure you can relate to this, Adam, to be honest with you. Our kids hear about this all the time. And to be honored to be picked to come out here and experience this, they look forward to it. They want to experience it. I'm going to tell you that probably 99 out of 100 cases, it's not anything like they dreamed it would be or thought it would be. And yet they see the friendly faces and the smiles and how passionate for Kansas State these guys are out here. And I think that's a wonderful thing.